All day long, the swan boats circled the lake, carrying their load of happy people, many of them children. Louis played his trumpet as he had never played it before. He liked the job. He loved to entertain people. And he loved music. The boatman was just as pleased as he could be. When the day was over and the boats had made their last trip, the boatman walked over to Louis, who was standing on shore arranging his things. "You've done great," said the boatman. "You're a good swan. I wish I'd had you long ago. And now, where are you planning to spend the night?" "Here on the lake," Louis wrote. "Well, I don't know about that," said the man uneasily. "An awful lot of people are curious about you. They might make trouble for you. Bad boys might molest you. I don't trust the people who hang around this park at night. You might get kidnapped. I don't want to lose you. I think I'll take you across to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel and get you a room for the night. It's clean and the food is good. It would be safer. Then I can be sure you'll come to work in the morning." Louis didn't think much of this idea, but he agreed to go. He thought, well, I've never spent a night in a hotel. Maybe it would be an interesting experience. So he walked along with the boatman. They left the park and crossed Arlington Street and entered the lobby of the Ritz. It had been a long, tiring day for Louis, but he felt relieved to know that he had a good job and that he could earn money in Boston as a musician.